just hang up on Green Guy? Yes, I did. Shit. Hello?
Hello?
I think I hung up on you, actually.
I think you did, too. We're here.
We're here. That's all that matters. So how you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I completely forgot about the show, which I expect every Wednesday, and I got to put it on my calendar, put a note around here or something.
Yeah, I actually, on the board, I actually fixed the calendar so it goes to 2020 or something, and I actually put a reminder on it. Now the board emails me an hour before the show.
Oh, I'll put that on myself.
There's actually a calendar on the board. I don't know.
Yeah, we actually used to use it back in 2003.
Can other people subscribe to someone's events on the board, you know?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. I know I'm subscribed to it, but I'm the one that put the recurring radio show event. So your board's different?
Yes, it is. It's Green Guy's board now. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people wondering. I guess they're going to continue to wonder.
I guess all I can say is it was time to move on.
So you're a solo now, sort of like a solo model.
Yeah, and the ads that are on the board are they're all us, with the exception of Pussy Cash. Pussy Cash is going to stay on as an advertiser, but everything else up there is us basically. It's like Minor Ramsters, Paysite, and Cleo's on there, and CD34's hosting is on there, so.
CD34 needs some new banners.
Yes, it does. He mentioned it the other day because he's going to pay that price.
So he likes those banners. Okay, well.
Maybe he wants to get 2 bucks a gig.
Got to give him banners like Great Host, Ugly Banners, or something.
Yeah, I'm sure he can do one in pink, just like his avatar.
Yeah, he does have that great avatar that he drew.
It is a fantastic avatar.
I seem to remember a long time you'd go doing a banner that was sort of like his avatar.
We did a whole ad for Clicks Magazine. We took out a full page ad in there, and I did it in paint.
Yeah, you kind of drew stick figures or something. I vaguely remember that.
Because we don't have fancy cars, and I drew a car, and we don't have pics of big boobs. And I just drew two boobs.
You're fading in and out on me. I don't know if it's...
It's probably me. Oh, I put my hand over the mic. I'm sorry.
Your hand is not sound transparent.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm closing some stuff. I did the part of the laptop. That's where I got Skype on.
Are you in that little tiny laptop you had when you came to see me?
Yep.
You like that thing.
It's cute.
It looked like a Barbie doll PC.
I'm sort of. I like it and I don't. I like it for putting around, but I don't like working on it. It's too small. Like when I came down and doing work at your place, it's just way too small.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I work on a 30-inch monitor. I can't imagine working on that thing. So about your board. It's minty green. I love your new logo.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey, speaking of new logo, can you do me a favor when you get a chance and make me a new favorite icon?
A new favorite?
Yeah,
Oh, my God, yes, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
I just dropped it on my desktop. I remember. I just keep on finding old icons to update.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, Leo's also the board designer.
Yeah, I thought, and, what's that?
I was going to say, and the resources and everything, they're still there, but they're so outdated, and I just don't have time to update them in anything. That was actually one of Harry's jobs.
Yeah, that looked like a lot of work, and yeah, you're right, there was an awful lot of outdated information in there.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. it's not worth it anymore.
No. You think you'll ever do your stats anymore?
No. I need sales to do stats.
Yeah, that's you and me in the same situation. Sales just basically fucking suck.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And I don't know what to do. Better times are coming. I lived through other recessions.
Yeah. I started trying out Juicy Ads just for shits and giggles, and I can't make money on it either.
You're fading out, dude.
I said I started using Juicy Ads.
Yeah, I saw it on your SIG.
Yeah, that's actually my code in the SIG, so if anybody wants to click over and join up. I threw some banners up on LinkRam. I got about half the pages done. I think I'm making $2 a day.
Yeah, I'm making about $1 a week, or about 80 cents a week off of Juicy's. I've actually been debating what to do with it. You have more traffic than me, though.
Yeah, but still, nobody puts banners anymore. I mean, I know what banners I've had on my page. I know what gets sales, and it's not the banners. So I figure let them go to somebody else, let them try it for, you know, whatever, half a cent or a cent a click or whatever it is.
Yeah, I had a few people buy ad spots with me with Juicy Ads, and I made a few bucks there. But, it's pennies a day.
Yeah.
And I think if you had like a big tube or something, that, you know, maybe then.
Well, I actually have to talk to them. I have an include file on the bottom of every one of my free sites.
Okay.
And I can swap that out anytime I want. I just got to find out if I have to do anything special because it's running over, you know, 10 or 12 different domains.
That's actually not a bad idea. I never thought about doing that.
Yeah, right now it's just it's the Pornstar Mania, and I actually should change it to Sunshine Lesbians.
How is Sunshine Lesbians doing for you?
It's actually doing pretty good. I'm actually seeing search engine hits. Like, I think I was number two for Asian lesbians. Or no, I'm sorry, not number five. So I was actually on the first page for a couple of terms.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've submitted a few things to you. I don't do that much lesbian, but unless you want to refer to two shemales as lesbian, which, no, that's not, never mind.
Shemales.
I bet you I'm the only one that has them come knocking on her door on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably getting about 500, 600. It's nothing fantastic. But I'm only putting up, you know, one or two sites a day right now. So if anybody wants some lesbian sites, if you're not already a partner, just fill out the form and I'll approve you. It's that easy. And then it's, you can submit to up to five different categories, which is good for, you know, if it's a MILF movie site, you can put it in MILFs and movies, that kind of thing.
Been seeing a lot of old names come back to the biz lately.
Like who?
Let's see, now you're going to ask me how to pronounce people's name. Well, Slick Rick.
Yeah, it's Rick popping up out of nowhere. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and Abbottis, how do you say it?
Yep, Abby, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I actually still have stuff of his listed. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was just going to tell
I know I'm having a really hard time understanding, and I'm sure a lot of people are. I can call you from my Skype to your landline or cell phone or whatever.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, that probably, because it's it's really working like crap. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me find you. Here you are. Here we go. The mobile number good for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, let me call you back on that.
Okay.
Green Guy Marketing.
Hello?
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 Oh, yeah, this sounds a lot better. I can tell already.
Yeah, I can understand everything you're saying now.
What I was actually saying before was I wanted to tell PC that I signed up under him for Juicy Ed, so he'll get a nice percentage of my dollar a day. I think he'll get 2 cents or whatever.
Cool. I got to get him on the radio sometime.
Yeah, so what else?
I see a lot more traffic to your board since you changed over.
Well, I spammed 22,000 people.
That would do it.
Yeah, so that was a lot of nice people coming out of the woodwork and saying congratulations.
Yeah, but there still seems to be more people posting than there was, you know, before. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta go out and find myself some advertisers that I like. I mean, obviously we all like Pussy Cash. AEBN canceled everything, I guess, except their X-Biz and ABN stuff.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's okay. I completely understand. But I actually have to go in there and change around the codes because we have them set up with that special banner where all their, they have all five of them at once.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was some time ago you did that.
Mm-hmm. That was Sparky.
Yeah, I don't know where we'd be without Sparky. We'd have bad hosting.
Except he keeps charging me $20 a month for some phantom account that I have.
Does he really?
He claims he can't find it.
Wow, I wish I had phantom accounts that people paid me on. I don't know. You got everything in one box now?
Yeah, everything's over there. Yeah. The board's over there, all my stuff, and what's left of the Danger Dave stuff is over there.
Danger Dave.
It still gets some traffic, not a shitload, but it still gets some.
Yeah, I like Danger Dave because I can submit galleries and links and the free sites there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody needs an account there, just let me know. And also, Jerby, I have that one, too. I don't know. I have no idea how much that traffic that's sending, but yeah, I can give you an account with that one, too.
Well, there you go. Oh, PC says he's going to be rich off your...
He will be. He's probably, no offense, he's probably making more money off me than he is off his banners.
Yeah, I've actually been, I don't know, I'm still hopeful for Juicy Ads. I'm still moving their stuff around and trying to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, I have to talk to them. I want to get everything set up and then I'll call them. But what the problem I was running into is that I signed myself up as a general. I put down as like a TGP.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have Linkless in there, so I figured TGP was close enough. But I signed it up as just a general niche. And what I want to know if I can do is actually just take the individual pages instead of creating zones for each one, if I should go and create a whole separate site for like all my lesbian ones and then categorize it under lesbian so that the advertisers can find it.
I think you can also, you
know,
go on.
I was going to say like I did the gay pages yesterday and it's all, you know, straight heads except for the big cock, you know, grow your penis stuff.
Yeah, I think you can also control what ads appear where by using different banner sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, I got horizontal verticals and different sizes, and that seems to work.
They've got text links in there, too. It's just, like, the way they have them is, it's one on top of the other. Like, there's a link, and then the description's underneath it. I'm going to talk to them and see if I can maybe change so that the description's next to put up legitimate links inside the pay sites on the Linkorama pages.
That might work. Do you do anything with Linkspun?
What was that?
Do you do anything with Linkspun?
Oh, Linkspun? No.
No?
I've heard of it, but no, I don't even think I've been over there.
I'm actually doing pretty good with it. I mean, as far as, you know, getting decent link trades going. You know, I created all those blogs, earlier this year, and actually been looking for link trades with them.
Trying to think what else interesting is going on here. There was actually a couple of interesting threads on the board, I thought, with the, but I liked that Dcash came out and started answering questions.
Yeah, that was very interesting, Dcash coming out and answering all those questions.
Yeah, I know everybody wants to know why, you know, why the minimum payment is so high and everything, and I know Nick was telling me on ICQ that they're working on lowering that, and they're going to work on combining stuff so that if you have, you know, $20 here, $20 there, you can combine it and get a check on that.
That'd be actually, ironically, I got a sale to one of my Niche Castle links, which I thought I'd all pulled, which Dcash owns now, and just came in today. I got a sale somewhere. Because back when, before D bought it, when Niche Castle decided to stop paying everybody, I pulled all the links.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice little program.
Niche Castle? I made a lot of money with Niche Castle.
Yeah, I did too. You obviously the Gmail site, and then I was making a lot of money with their BBW site.
That's right, they had a BBW, and then those new owners took over and didn't pay anybody. And then Dcash ended up buying it.
Yeah, I don't think Dcash is as bad as everybody makes them out. You know, I know a lot of the things that they do, a lot of the programs do, that we as legitimate webmasters look at as if it's fucking us, is basically just fraud protection.
The $200 minimum payout and then not combining the payments is what really soured me to them. But on their board, they said they couldn't change that.
Mm-hmm.
And did they ever post if they're updating or not?
I forget what her name is, but that list that she posted with all the conversion ratios, I copied that, and I'm going to look into that, because I assume that the ones that she posted are the ones that are still actually converting.
Yeah, that was the main thing. I mean, they don't have to, you know, just as long as there's some stuff in there being updated, you know, they have network to the whole site naturally when they join.
Mm.
And we'll see. They posted some good stuff in the thread.
Yeah, I don't think they're out to screw anybody. And I can't say what exactly they're gonna do, but it'll make a lot of people happy.
It's it's Dcash and Manwin. Those are the two that bought everything.
Yeah.
But I was really happy to see Dcash come to your board.
Yeah, I was too.
And all of a sudden, did you notice this re-interest in AVS all of a sudden?
Well, yeah, I saw somebody post about, it was Kirk brought it back up. Yeah, I was thinking, if anybody wants to submit AVS sites, just list them under pay sites.
Yeah, it's basically what they are.
Yeah. And then you'll get a nice little hard link on the top page too, so.
Yeah, I added all the AVS stuff back into my link list. Actually, I have to go in and delete a bunch of them that are dead or not paying people. So you have any other plans for the boards, or, I mean, your board, or is this pretty much the way you want it?
Yeah, this is the way I want it. I can get more people in here. I would like to get back to where it pretty was, you know, like maybe 5-6 years ago. But I don't think that's going to happen because you can tell with there's no advertisers kind of thing. I mean, the boards that are popular are the ones that actually still get advertisers like GFY. You know, it's skinned every now and then. And you know that those ads are actually paid for. But maybe it'll be a little better if everybody knows that the ads are mine and yours and all everything's in-house, so you're not, you know, we're pushing stuff that we actually like.
Yeah, I don't get GFY. I mean, I visit it every day. I skim through it for amusement, and I just don't get why it's so popular.
It's got its place. It's just too hard to follow. I go there every now and then and just search my name.
I do the same thing.
Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, and then once in a while, just for amusement, I read it. It's not really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hot? Go on.
I was going to say, I got a check the other day from, let me look up the name, because I knew the name, but I knew I hadn't seen it in a while. Hold on, because I know it's on my list here. Let me search it real quick. Control F. No, maybe not. It was from a program that closed like years ago, and I remember them owing me money or something. And all of a sudden, I got this check in mail for $120.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's very nice. Oh yeah, it was MPACC Incorporated, and then I luckily had it listed in my my accounts that it was Creative Cash.
I remember Creative Cash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too. I remember somebody that we know owning them, too, but I don't remember who it was.
Well, can you imagine if iBill pays us all?
That'd be funny.
Whatever happened? iBill reformed as a Nevada corporation or something, and of course no one wanted anything to do with them, and I think they disappeared again, didn't they?
I think so. I haven't heard from them, or I heard anything about them.
Yeah, I just forgot about that until just now. I don't think anybody wants to do business with a company that did everybody in once already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... You can't... Nobody's really going to trust that name.
No, no. So is it hot as hell in where you are, or is you not hitting...
Yeah, actually it is. It was 92, I think, today.
Wow, it's actually cooler here in Florida.
Yeah, it was, and muggy too, just sticky outside. Yeah. I went through 3 bandanas today.
Do you have like AC in your house? I know you.
Yeah, we have AC in the house. Oh. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, I know the houses up there are more built to handle the cold than the heat.
It's basically the same. I just keep whatever's inside in. But yeah, the AC's been running nonstop. Plus, my mom's here and she keeps turning it down. She doesn't understand the concept that of a thermostat, where if she sets it, if it says it's 75 degrees, and she sets it to 70, it's not going to get cold faster. You know what I mean? She just thinks that at her house, all she had was the window unit. So she just thinks that AC is supposed to be on 24/7.
Well, here, thanks to this lovely recession we were in, ours has been stuck at 80. We don't touch
it. I didn't mind it at all when I was down at your place. I think you guys were actually down to 78 at that point. But yeah, I didn't mind it at all. As long as you get that cool blast every now and then, you're fine.
Yeah, well, you know, we got ceiling fans in every room, too. But yeah, just, you know, pre-recession days, we used to have dew on the windows. We used to keep it so cold.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're being energy conscious.
I've been trying to be energy conscious, especially for the last few years.
Yeah. I got to get a car that uses less gas.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
You know, a Corvette is just not the car to have in this.
I know. I've been trying. I drive around her truck, which is a Ford F-250, which it's a 10-cylinder. It's the same size engine as the Viper.
You still got the Viper?
Yep. It's got a little over 1,500 miles on it.
Oh my God, did you ever learn to drive a stick?
Yeah, I can drive it pretty good.
Oh, okay. It's a cool little car.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's just, I need a new radio now because I'm so hooked on satellite radio.
Is that what you posted pictures of the dashboard the other day?
Yeah, I was stopped there waiting for Karen to come out of work. But I just took a couple pictures of the dashboard for no reason.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what car that was.
It's got a nice sound system in it, but I need a new radio because it doesn't have an auxiliary, so I can't hook up the iPod, and I really need satellite radio in there.
What year is that?
It's 2000.
It's newer than my vet. Can't believe my vet's a 98. I bought that thing brand new.
Wow.
It only has like 65,000 miles on it.
What else is going on?
Nothing. I'm looking
question about ABS. Yeah, I'm looking at the board too. Question about SEO on free sites. I haven't seen that thread yet. That was today.
It's actually not a bad thread. I posted in it.
Yeah, I'll have to jump in there and post some shit, because if I know one thing, it's at least how to set up the free sites for SEO.
Yeah, I got someone suggested naming your picks with the good names, and that's something I'm guilty of. I name my picks 1, 2, 3 every single site, and I know it's no good. I'm lazy.
I name them the keywords or the title of the site.
Yeah, I gotta start doing that. I'm just it's just so easy just to switch out the picks if you don't give them proper names.
Yeah. I just when I was building picture sites, I just let ThumbsPlus build them, and just I would have ThumbsPlus just build a table. And then I would copy them by hand over to the template instead of fucking around trying to get the template into ThumbsPlus and stuff.
Yeah, I have a automatic namer utility, and I just drop them in each time. It's easy, it's quick, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to use your alt tags on your images. You should probably use nofollow on your sponsor links. But I think you don't really have to go crazy with the metas. I think you really only need is keywords and description. And what I usually do with the description is exactly the same as whatever I use as the description when I link to it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've heard that nofollow tags don't really, Google doesn't really pay attention to them.
Yeah, I heard that they weren't, but I don't know if Bing does or not, so. I don't think they hurt.
No, I haven't been using it. I probably should start. It's no big deal to do.
And then you can also use external as a tag on, like, your recip links.
The one thing I've been doing is I now send all my sponsors through a PHP redirect, so I can just quickly change out, and plus that means I'm linked to this. I'm not linked to an external site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then if one sponsor goes down, all you have to do is change your file and all your links are changed over.
It also makes it really easy to change, say, whether it's going to be a dollar join or a rev share join or paper join. I started doing that too late last year, and it's worked out fantastic. Sparky showed me how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, once I started doing it, it was so simple. It seems like it should help because I'm not linking to an external site. It's all the traffic staying within my own site.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't figure out this SEO stuff half the time.
There's not really. Let me just look. Let me open up a free site index page or something here, and then I can just. I'll rattle off what little I know. What have I built lately? Lesbian. Lesbian. Oh, sorry.
Hey, I take that personally.
here we go. Okay, this one. Brunette lesbian lovers. Obviously, the title is Brunette Lesbian Lovers, and I use that as the alt tag on all the images. I think that's it. And then, obviously, I use it as do I have it as bold? Yeah, I have it as bold, and I think it's a header one. I also use some, like, HTML5 tags. I know that there's one that's just called header, where you're supposed to put that around, obviously, whatever is in your header. And then there's one called footer for your copyright and stuff like that. And there's one called nav, which you're supposed to put around links that go inside the site, obviously, your navigation and stuff like that. So I don't know if that helps or hurts or anything. I know, I just remember seeing them over on one of the HTML5 pages and thought I might as well throw them in there.
Yeah, that's, excuse me. HTML5. Every time I learn how to do something, we have to learn how to do it over again.
Yeah, nah, they're not getting rid of too much stuff. It's all, you just have to know how to do styles. Whether it's CSS or if you're just doing like inline styles on the tables and stuff, which I do a lot.
Yeah, inline styles are easy to do. I can't get away from tables. Tables just are so easy to work with.
I love tables.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm really good at them too.
Yeah, you know, I use CSS to describe my table.
Mm-hmm.
I did that on the header on your board.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah, so like my table has table style font Verdana, align center, cell padding 0, cell spacing 0 with background color, background image. And then on the individual cells is where I change around the font height. Isn't that what I do? Yeah. Style, font bold, font size 40.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of blogs now, and I bought a program that makes my blog templates for me, and the code in it is just incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's pure CSS.
What do you use when you build an editor?
I'm using an editor called Artistier. I think that's how you pronounce it. Here, I'll post a link to it on the board. I mean, on the IRC. It's actually originally was a PC program. They finally came out with a Mac version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a template. You need zero design skills to use it. And it was a bit of a steep learning curve, but it just you just export the blog template, put it on your blog, and tell your blog to use it, and then I keep the master file, so if later on I want to make changes to the template, I just open up the master file and export a new one for my blogs. I really like the program.
Hmm.
And let me find a link to it here.
I was going to say, I still use MAML, which I found after the...
You're still using MAML?
Yep. I love it. I found it after they got rid of Front Page Express off of Windows machines. Ooh, NAML 9 is out.
You know, I'm still using Go Live, and Adobe discontinued Go Live, and I'm so dreading switching over to a Dreamweaver.
I looked at Dreamweaver, and I got so confused.
I've used Dreamweaver, and I can use it. I just don't like it. Yeah, I posted a link to the software I'm using to generate blogs.
Upgrade offer. I wonder if XAML 9 comes with HTML5.
With the new operating system for the Mac coming out, I'm going to have to upgrade a few of my apps before I can upgrade to Lion, and Dreamweaver's on the list.
My products, let's see. Web Editor 9 English.
Sparky uses Vi. Amazing.
What's he use?
Vi. It's a Unix editor. I use it to edit my Chrome tabs, and that's it. And it's just, I hate Vi.
Mm-hmm. Site manager, site, no, we don't need that.
Simon uses index cards and pencils and then hand codes and BB edit. That's frightening.
Oh, mobile, make your site mobile friendly. The mobile preview feature helps you design a mobile version of your site for a variety of devices, including iPhone 3 and 4, Nexus 1, Droid, Galaxy S, and Omnia. So it's got a preview for each of those. Source validation features checks your code errors before anything goes up. Source code editing, which is always good. CSS 2 and CSS 3, which I'm sure means something to someone.
Does it have a site management?
Yeah, there is a site manager. I don't use it.
I use the site manager and the domains I do my promo off of, and GoLive has really good site management, and it's one of the things I like about it.
This is only $80.
Yeah, not sure how much Adobe's going to get for me for upgrading from Adobe to Dreamweaver. They own both.
Hey, Dreamweaver just confused the living shit out of me.
It's heavy duty.
Yeah, there was just way too much stuff up there. And I tried it for like 2 or 3 days. Tried building this, you know, just a page from scratch just to see if I could do it. I don't like how they're, it's like a preview page that is constantly on while you're editing the code.
Yeah, it's how Go Live is.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like that.
I haven't used the latest version. I used a couple of versions older, and I just so preferred Go Live. I'm hoping that now, since Adobe bought both, and they'll put more Go Live into Dreamweaver. But I mean, actually, in the end, I always end up hand coding a lot of page anyway.
Yeah, I usually go back and just at least double check it. I'm so glad I can read basic HTML.
Basic HTML is really simple to read.
Yeah.
It's CSS is just...
I'm starting to learn and understand CSS a lot more. Probably about a year ago, I threw Linkorama through a validator. I think it was the W3 validator. Excuse me. And after it's done, it spits out what your source should be. And it goes through and it does your CSS for you, and it puts it all on the page. So all my pages had like 40 lines of CSS up in the header.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, what I just recently did is got rid of that, cut that down to like 4 or 5 lines, and then I changed all the style stuff inside the tables. I think the file sizes are down a lot more on the pages. You know, not that it's that big of a deal, but... it looks a lot cleaner now when the search engine hits it.
Yeah, I've always heard that the search engines ignore the CSS anyway, so...
yeah. Who knows? Because I know, like, you can, that's where you're putting your bold and stuff like that. And supposedly search engines still look for things that are bolded.
Okay.
Or strong, or whatever you want. So, I mean, it's got to look at it somehow.
Yeah, that's, they actually will see things like visibly none. Yeah, I don't hide stuff under visibly none. And Sparky also says they look at font weights, which you just said. Yeah, I mean, I got to redo Cleo's links, and I got to clean up the code over there. It's on that long to-do list.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Yeah, the Linkorama thing was just one of those. I just looked at the code one day and said, no, I got to fix this. So then I spent about 2 weeks going through 140 pages. But it's nice now because every page is exactly the same. So I did it off a template. So if I got to do a search and replace on something and add, like I had to add cell padding to a couple of the tables. And I just did a search and replace and it actually found everything on all the pages at the first shot.
It's, I don't know. Every time I run one of my pages through Windows Code things, it finds all kinds of obscure stuff.
Mm-hmm. One thing I don't understand about Nano is it's the WYSIWYG editor, so you can just sit there and do everything you want without actually going in and looking at the code. So you code up the page and everything, and you hit save, and then it has a source code cleanup option. Now, you would think that while it was building the page, it would have been clean in the first place, but you run this and it changes everything around. Well, not changes it, but it removes a bunch of shit that it put in there in the first place.
That's interesting.
I always thought that was kind of strange.
My editor doesn't have that. The only thing my editor does is take out all the tab stops so that everything's left justified.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you definitely are have to switch or something instead of Dreamweaver, I would actually check out Nano for $80.
Yeah, well, you know me, I compute on the Mac, so that's, I don't think Nano runs on the Mac.
No, I don't even know here. Hold on. What about here? Oh,
Here we go. Oh, it's actually a Pico editor, it says.
Download, add to cart. Oh, wow, there's a manual. Oh, dear God. It's an 11 meg zip file for the manual.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that Nano was an open source editor.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that either.
Oh, here's the Windows binary, Solus binary. Yeah, I think I'd actually have to run it under X11.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, isn't there a thing where you can run Windows program?
Yeah, I can run all the Linux programs. They're ugly. Oh, Wikipedia has a page on Nano. Yeah, that is an ugly program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be going Gola. I've been Dreamweaver. It's because I do mainstream stuff too, and they all want Dreamweaver.
Oh yeah, their interface doesn't look that different than what it was. Cause I'm still back at like Nano 5 or something. I was waiting for a new one to come out before I went and bought one. Well, I guess I'll be doing something tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it looks like a Unix program. Do you use Photoshop?
No. I have a a program called CompuPic that does a lot of shit. It doesn't do everything that Photoshop did. I never really understood Photoshop. I usually use Photo Impact from ULEAD.
Okay, I remember.
I never even installed it on this machine when I got a new one. Because I really don't do that much with. I suck at graphics. That's why I don't touch them. That's why I have you.
Actually GIMP is pretty decent, and that runs on the Windows, Mac, or anything else. And it's free. I actually run GIMP alongside Photoshop.
Oh, I got a lot of reading to do.
Yeah, that's actually what's been keeping me from switching over to Dreamweaver more than the course, is just that thought of trying to learn something new.
Yeah. Oh, this looks like it has a nice little site wizard or site manager in there for you. Ooh, it's got buttons and stuff. Nice.
Ooh, buttons.
It comes with its own clip art. But you can, if you need buttons or banners or stuff like that, you can drag it out and just, in like the banners, you just edit them, throw text on them.
I just posted a link to GIMP. It's, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it is a really nice graphics program. It's totally free.
Okay. Let me go grab that. Where? Open a new browser. GIMP. Everybody loves screenshots. Creatures, downloads.
Yeah, I always post links to the screenshots because that's usually what people want to see first. I actually really like GIMP. Does some stuff that Photoshop doesn't do, and the filters in it are fantastic.
Downloading it right now.
And for the Mac people, actually, you can download from the site I gave you, but also if you do a search for Mac GIMP, you'll find pre-compiled binaries just for the Mac. Let's see if I can find it. That's actually the version I run of GIMP.
Okay, well, it's, what, 7 minutes to nine. You had enough of me?
Yeah, I had enough of you. I'm sure you have enough of me, too. So we see each other on the board every day.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your stuff. It was a pleasure having you again.
No, no problem. Thanks for having me on there. On okay. my sponsor, Erdo. You got to mention the sponsor. You run a commercial for Sparky.
Yes. Best hosting in the world. Go to the radio show page or rotate the banners on the board, and you'll see an ad for co-citation. How do you say his name?
Co-location.
No, it's not co-location. It's
co-location.
Cation.
Yeah.
Okay, co-location.
It's like location, but it's a co-location.
Right. It means electron or something. I looked it up in Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm going to install GIMP.
Have fun. I'll let you go. Bye now.
Okay, I'll talk to everybody later. Thanks for supporting the board and all that other stuff.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cation actually has a meaning. I looked it up in Wikipedia. It means electron or something. Hang on. It's an ion. There you go. Yes, it is a positively charged ion. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. I thank you all for coming. This is Cleo, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye now.